our beloved Lady Master Leto speaks her heart to us all. We call our mighty I'm Presence new action to bless her without limit and to call forth through us whatever she knows will be of the greatest assistance to our beloved Saint Germain by the mightiest love in the universe, that we may forever bring his freedom to the earth. Beloved ones of Saint Germain's own heart, I come tonight after a long, long wait to once again point your attention to the importance and the full acceptance of the unconditional power of your mighty I Am Presence. Tonight, I want to impress upon you more and more deeply the constant reminder that your presence is all-powerful. Now, your intellect knows that, and you want to accept it. But when the appearance world charges, now mark you, its own vibratory action and qualities of the outer world's qualification of the conditions in the world about you, when that energy is charged into your feeling world, it accumulates from many, many appearances of limitation. And that is what makes you doubt the instantaneous answer to your calls and the instantaneous love released from your presence. The intellect, my dear ones, will accept many things because the reason knows what is self-evident truth. But the feeling world is where the accumulation takes place, due to the absorption through radiation from the appearance world. And you must understand this and go into action to demand that any appearance of less than perfection must be compelled back into the brain and body of the sinister force and compelled to annihilate itself. Because all that is not the perfection of life and all that is not the victory of love in the great joyous accomplishment of outer activity, anything else less than that, is nothing on earth but the sinister force. And you do not realize, you do not recognize your enemy. And that is what creates doubt, and that is where the accumulation of fear takes place that constantly makes you accept limitations when you should have the freedom of the present. Now, tonight, let's get rid of that. Just as surely as you have seen epidemics cleared out in an hour or in 24 hours, when the call went forth for my assistance, that of the great divine director, as you have seen those things reversed within 24 hours, so can you have the feeling reversed within yourselves by the release of our substance and our flame of perfection's love charged in to the energy that you have absorbed from the outer world that has been qualified with human limitation. You do not realize how much you absorb from the outer world, and yet you all know that if you feel wonderful and you start out rested and you go among a crowd of people or shop a while, you come home dragging one foot after the other, and It takes some time before you can get back into the harmony you had before you stepped into the vibratory action of those who do not know that presence or those who are not constructive. Now, precious ones, I'm going to keep right after you. I have not been with you a great deal lately, but I shall be more in the future. And if you will take a firm stand with yourselves, the moment anything appears that is less than perfection, any appearance of the outer world that seems to be a limitation of every kind, any kind, if you will take your stand every time to know that that's nothing but the substance of the appearance world that has been qualified with perfection and or imperfection and consciously charged into the energy of your feeling world to make you accept that that is the authority in your life instead of the perfection and the victory of your presence. Now, if you take your stand that you won't have anything in your world but the victory of perfection's love, then it shall be so established to you. And do you know, now this is something we've never given you before, but do you know if you took your stand when you stand in front of your chart with your hands to your presence, if you would demand this outer self and you command this outer self to breathe in the great fire breath of perfection's flame on the great love of perfection from your presence, and you demanded that presence, charge that flame of love into all the energy of your feeling world, into the atmosphere about you, and you demanded perfection's love with its cosmic substance to be charged into the outer self and into your homes and your business and with everything within your electronic circle. And you charge this thing in, this substance in, day after day, and command perfection's love to be the only authority and the only power or activity to which you give obedience and which you accept within yourselves, you would soon find, as you visualize the wall of blue flame, which is your electronic circle for a certain radius about the physical body, if you would visualize that more and charge perfection's love into within that, you would not accept through radiation the discouragement and the human suggestions and fear and doubt that is rampant everywhere in the outer world. And precious ones, it gives you the same protection, or rather it's in a corresponding condition. If it's storming outside and you put on a raincoat, you keep your clothing dry, don't you? Well, if you don't believe that the radiation of discord and impurity and limitation from the mass of mankind about you isn't a storm, well, then you should see it from our octave. And yet you move in that sometimes without ever holding within your minds the picture either of your tube of light or of your electronic circle or the Ascended Master's wall of blue flame. You speak the words many, many times, but you do not hold the picture. And unless you hold the picture, you don't have a cup, into which the power in your word can concentrate to produce the fulfillment of your calls. Therefore, when you stand in front of your chart and receive that for which you call, visualize it coming into yourselves and stand still enough or sit quietly enough until you feel that power come into yourselves and you feel the thrill of its happiness. For I can assure you that perfection's love brings happiness naught else can give. Everything on this earth that you've ever desired could never bring you a fragment of the happiness that you feel when that flame from your higher mental body or from us surges into the physical form, floods into the atmosphere about you, charges its qualities through your feeling world, and brings you the feeling of happiness, of perfection's love from our great octave of life. And you can sit there till you can feel that thrill as powerfully in your bodies as if you held an electrode within your hands and the current of electricity went through when you turned on the switch. Just as mechanical, just as surely in this universe, just as truly a law, just as exact in its manifestation as that the universe exists. The reality of that presence is self-evident. Now your reason says, yes, I want to believe that, and it seems so. Now, I believe, I accept that. But your feelings, my dear ones, are the place where you have to work, because when your attention is on something in the outer world and you are moving among the energy of other people's feeling world, if your attention is on what they are doing, you are drawing their feeling into yourselves. But you can stand insulated in our armor of light substance. You can hold the picture of your tube of light about you. You can visualize the wall of blue flame right there around you. Even while you are moving in the outer world, you can be just as aware of this picture in your mind as you are that you have hands and feet. You don't have to keep looking at your hands all the time to know that you have them or have them serve you to produce perfection. And it's the same way with this flame of perfection's love from your presence or from our octave. You can visualize this in the midst of everything. But I tell you, absolutely take your stand to command out of your emotional bodies any acceptance of doubt and fear, and any acceptance of any suggestion that you can't visualize. You're visualizing every instant, waking and sleeping. There's not a moment of your life that you don't visualize something, because the power of sight is automatically acting all the time, in or out of the body. It's an innate quality of life. And therefore, if you don't take that sinister force's suggestion that you can't do a thing, and absolutely blast it and annihilate it, and you take your stand that you can see what is the pattern of perfection, that you can feel perfection's love, that you can and are the invincible protection for which you call from our octave. If you don't take that stand, well, then you are open to the other. And precious ones, now, let us be honest with ourselves and with life. When the body seems a little bit tired and wants to drag around, and you feel so frail sometimes, and you just think you can't do a thing, if very suddenly you are shocked or opposed when you wanted your own way. But I have seen almost tons of energy go forth in one flare of feeling when an individual's own way was interfered with. Old or young, well or strong, weak or otherwise. Now you can have all the energy in this universe, but if you're going to let it into yourselves, it's got to come in through your feeling world. And your feeling world must open itself to the constant reminder that your presence is all-powerful. And any time an appearance seems to continually torture you with depression or fear or doubt or uncertainty of any kind, if you will take your stand and refuse to have that sinister force in your world, and you compel it back by your conscious command into the brain and body of the sinister force to compel its annihilation, and then you turn to your presence and you demand perfection's love into yourself with perfection's feeling of the authority of your mighty I Am presence, and you demand the victory of everything that is in our world to fill you and your world, and you don't yield to anything but our victory. You shall have the victory manifest. You shall be the power that produces miracles. You shall move forward with the authority to give freedom to all, and if you give it, you automatically become it. Cause and effect are constantly surging everywhere, qualifying energy. And if sometimes that feeling of disappointment or struggle or depression or discouragement seems to come into your feeling world, my dear ones, don't sit and accept that for a half an hour or two or three days. The moment you're consciously aware of any discouraging condition, stand on your feet, and the very first intimation of it, demand the thing blasted and its cause driven into the sinister force to compel it to annihilate itself. And then you take your stand that you are the victory on the invincible power, authority, and freedom of perfection, love, and naught else shall come near you. If you don't take your stand, my dear ones, this constantly surging energy in the atmosphere of earth, which is mankind's thought and feeling, is just like the ceaseless waves on the ocean that is surging, surging, surging. And if you don't cut right through it with more force and concentration, then it pushes you wherever the mass are going. There's no compromise. I shall say to you again and again and again, your mighty I Am presence is all powerful, and your feeling shall accept that, regardless of what other people's mental and feeling world have created in the outer activities of this planet. Take your stand. You don't have to accept the apparent world. And if you demand that the all-powerful feeling of your presence, the all-powerful authority of your mighty I Am presence, and the ascended master's octave shall be the only feeling in the energy of your emotional body, and perfection's love shall reign supreme and rule all, your mastery is here. But you'll have to be like dynamite, because hourly, my dear ones, the accumulation of mankind who will not give obedience to life is reaching the point of saturation. And when it does, their causes will as surely, the return rather, the effects of their own causes will as surely return as that the universe exists. So as you move forward, remind yourselves a million times a day if you have to, in order to keep depression shut out of your feeling world. Keep taking your stand with your mighty I am present, my mighty I am present, and my love to my present, and my love to the ascended masters. It's all powerfully in me. It's all perfection's love in my being and world. It's all the authority of freedom. And the humans shall not abide wherever I am. Why, my precious ones, if you turn loose with power like that, three times a day, for just 1 or 2 full minutes by yourselves, you would charge forth such a power in and around your physical bodies, it would be like white lightning, just going off like that. And then you would cut through the pressure of the outer world, and your presence, you would find, would answer your calls and produce your supply and your manifestations in the physical octave with a joy you have never yet experienced. Because until you come to the time where you produce whatever you desire by the command of love, and you enjoy the quick manifestation of that fulfillment, my dear ones, you haven't touched a fragment of joy. And if you don't want to feel depressed, then call for the joy of perfection's love. Now, you don't have to stay depressed if you don't want to. And depression is just as dangerous in your world as hate or anger or jealousy or any sudden destructive feeling. Depression and discouragement are tools of a sinister force. They are placed in mankind's mental and feeling world to intensify the fear and the doubt and the uncertainty, so the individual does not draw for their own God powers of life, remembering that that mighty I am presence is all powerful, the honor of all that is the joy of existence, and is perfection's love that can blaze a flame that can consume the whole sinister force. You must get into the feeling of the power of your own presence to correct these conditions. And not just say, oh, mighty I am present to this, and mighty I am present to that, and mighty I am present to something else. It's quite all right to call. You have to do that. But that's not all you have to do. You've got to remind your feelings all the time that your mighty I am present is all powerful. It's one with the creator of the universe, which is the mighty I am presence in the great central sun, the activity of the sacred fire of all life. And you've got to take the outer self in hand and convince it again and again and again. The moment it doubts or fears or is uncertain or is discouraged, you've got to take it right out and take that thing out of it and demand its blasting and annihilation and demand the joy of perfection's love, the victory and authority of our freedom, is the only feeling that you will accept within yourselves. Because that acceptance can, or rather the substance of depression and discouragement and all sorts of discord that comes from the outer world, that comes in little by little by little into the emotional body. And you don't even know that it's there till all of a sudden the momentum comes to a point where you go down under it. And that it may have been driven in little by little, maybe for weeks, before you are aware of that sense of discouragement. Well, why should you be discouraged? No matter what you have to overcome yet, whether it's in yourselves or in the outer world, why should you be discouraged? You are the extension of the flame of love from your mighty I am presence, and it is the authority of all the power of life and love from the great central sun. You have been offered our love. You have been offered our power. You have been offered our direction and use of the light rays. You have been offered every blessing and perfection in this universe to overcome these conditions. And you know as well as you breathe that the discord of human creation cannot be overcome except by God. By the God authority of your mighty I Am presence. By the God authority of perfection's love. By the God authority of freedom. You know very well destructive conditions cannot be changed by greater destruction. Cannot be corrected. And no matter what appears to be, has to be overcome. You know very well nothing but that God power of your presence will overcome it. Therefore, it is all powerful. And if you'll remember that through your attention, the moment your attention goes to your presence and to us, it is just like a pathway of light and flame that way into our octave. And that means that your own heart's flame and all the energy of the outer self is connected with all the energy of perfection in our octave. And therefore, when you realize that, you can draw any amount of energy and power into yourselves and into your conditions to correct what's wrong. But the moment your attention goes to the destructive conditions of the outer world, then the energy of your feeling world is connected with the mass accumulation of discord. But you know as well as you breathe that when you connect through your attention with our octave, you are connected with all the energy of the universe. And that's infinitely more than the amount of energy that mankind have qualified discordantly. So you know you're master of the situation. You know you can call a power into action to blast and annihilate everything that is not the perfection of love, everything that is not perfection's flame, everything that is not the victory and authority and freedom of the Ascended Master's octave or your own beloved mighty I Am presence. You know very well. Your intellect knows that that's self-evident. And now it's up to you to take your stand and not allow the feelings to ever again accept anything but the assurance, the power, and the victory, and the acceptance of perfection's love, which is all authority and power of that mighty I Am presence. It is all powerful in your feeling just as well as in your intellect. Then you must command it to be all powerful in your affairs and not let your affairs be the dumping ground of the discord and doubts and fears and lack and limitation of the outer world and its suggestions wherever you move. If you can stand like a pillar of steel and blaze the blue lightning of cosmic purity and mastery and never yield to discouragement for any reason whatsoever, with that divine presence all-powerful, willing to give you everything it has, why should you accept the feeling of the outer world and the appearance world that's never twice the same 2 seconds in succession? So I'm charging you with this fierce determination tonight to give you unconditional freedom to dissolve the limitations that have been accepted in the past and to fire you awake with a mastery and a victory you've never known. And from tonight you shall go forward and manifest it till the rest of mankind accept that presence and make the application by which they too can become free. Thank you, precious ones. Now you know that that's the truth. And you've been told to know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Well, I'm going to say tonight, feel that truth, and you are free. And you can consciously command the outer self to feel the truth and authority of the mighty I Am presence, and that presence come in of perfection's love and forever dissolve and consume and repel everything that does not feel the truth and the almighty power of your all-powerful presence. So as we move into outer action now, take your stand and compel your feeling world, command the emotional body to feel perfection's love, to feel the authority of our freedom, and to forbid anything else to act in your world. And we shall command legions of the sacred fire to come to your assistance and stand between you and the things of the outer world that have sought to cast a shadow of discouragement when the sunshine of mastery and the victory of perfection's love awaits the opening of the door that you may become its glory and perfection everywhere. So I enfold you in the victory of that love, and I shall expect the manifestations of all its powers to come into your outer use until you move forward like an avalanche and everything before you recedes, and perfection, fulfilling the divine plan, reveals to mankind the authority of that mighty I Am presence which they must have if they are to be released from the outer world's distress. I thank you for your presence here. We shall become more dynamic if necessary until the slightest feeling of discouragement or lethargy or weakness or anything that's not the great freedom of perfection's love has left your world forever, and you have become the son of everlasting victory of perfection's love, and naught else can approach, and no shadow dare come near. In the fullness of our love, our perfection's flame, may you go forward to victory and blaze it to everyone else until your life and all life arises free from that which has no right to exist in the universe and that which has dared to cast a shadow upon the blazing glory of God's eternal light. Thank you. Won't you be seated? I have many reasons for charging you with this power tonight, so you do not accept any of the silly nonsense of epidemics or anything else as you enter like that, as you enter into the winter season. Now take your stand tonight. The great divine director and myself will stand with you and be your guard, and you will not accept what the rest of mankind have generated, and you may go forth absolutely untouched by anything but the great happiness of our love of perfection's flame. May its mantle become visible around you. May you see it yourselves. Mankind be compelled to see it. And wherever you go, your blazing presence consumes everything unlike itself, and you are free forever in perfection's love. Thank you with all my heart for your presence here tonight. May I leave with you a gift that shall forever keep you cut free from the rest of mankind's discord. With all my love, I command you to be victorious. Beloved, precious Lido, thank you for your love and your assistance. Thank you for your presence with us. May blessings without limit for eternity from our life streams, the love of our mighty I Am presence, ever flood to you our gratitude and perfection forever. And may beloved mighty I Am presence and blessed Lando and blessed Lito and all who assist us on the pathway of perfection, from tonight, we ask you to drive and bind every appearance of limitation or perfection, every condition of debt or lack or limitation, back into the debt beast of the world, and compel it to annihilate itself, the whole sinister force, the psychic stratum of Earth, all intended through that, and their cause-effect record and memory before it can exist another instant longer. And may from tonight the legions of blue lightning surround the I Am student body and drive and bind all that is not perfection's love and the victory of Saint Germain's invincible freedom back into the Vata-consuming flame of the blue lightning of cosmic purity and compel its annihilation from the universe forever. And may his great enfolding presence, the authority of victory of his freedom everywhere, and perfection's love go before us and without limit compel the manifestations that fulfill his divine plan and every desire of his heart. So those under this radiation go forth with the legions of Hercules to compel perfection into action and blast from the records of the universe all that has ever cast a shadow of dishonor upon the law of love and perfection's flame. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to those under this radiation. What's thou between each of us while we are absent one from another? Glorify us quickly with this limitless outpouring for which we have called, and take us forward invincibly God free from the human, and invincibly God victorious in all that's divine, till wherever we approach perfection's love and the flame of eternal freedom and the authority of the great mighty omnipresence of the great central sun stands revealed on the manifestations, compel all to bow on this earth till all give obedience that sets them free. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with the power of the sacred fire that compels this manifestation, and see we give no quarter to anything else ever again. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, mighty Saint Germain and blessed Leto. And precious Nada, great divine director, beloved Jesus and all the great ones, for all the love you have poured to us through the centuries. Now may we in turn become the flame of perfection's love, and turning it upon the world, compel everything else consumed forever. To the seven mighty Eduim, the seven mighty Kumaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us all, everybody and everything under this radiation, in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Eduim. Mighty Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and clothing us in the victory of perfection's love, compel it to be the only presence acting on its perfection, the only manifestation with which we can come in contact till our ascension is complete. And we thank thee forever. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty omnipresence and all the great ones, giving back to them everything on this earth forever, asking them to take it, amplify it without limit, qualify it with the invincible victory of perfection's love, and blaze it till no naught else can remain on this earth, and those under this radiation move forward, clothed as with the sun, and no shadow dare approach. To those who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth everything it contains into our hands and use, and keep that expanding till it covers the earth to the annihilation of all poverty and all else that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to compel the annihilation of all war, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and raise all into the ascended master's octave as soon as possible. And to this end, we stand side by side with precious Saint Germain, Jesus, and Daddy, and the great ones, until naught but perfection, the flame of perfection's love, can exist in this world for any reason. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey our call to the heart center of creation and our demand that the victory of perfection's love come now and forever hold possession and control everything in this physical world forever.